Potential number one pick in the 2020 NBA draft, Memphis forward James Wiseman, has been ruled ineligible by the NCAA, but he did play tonight as a judge issued a stay halting the ruling for now. So what's the deal? Is the guy, they're going to let him play tonight and then never play again?
I got a big problem with this whole thing, if what I read about the story is true. So allegedly, Penny Hardaway gave the kid's family like $11,000 to help him move to Memphis or something like that. Like that, the kid obviously has nothing to do with that situation, probably, right? And now this kid, who wasn't allowed to go enter the NBA when he was probably ready to, and he was forced to go play at a college for a year, so his family goes and makes whatever deal with Penny Hardaway to get him moved into Memphis, and now he's going to suffer for it and not get to play basketball this year?
That's right.
That is why, right there, once again, the NCAA is just a problem. And if they don't like this stuff, then let the kids just go. And maybe that's an NBA thing, too. I get the NBA also has their rules with when these kids are allowed to enter the draft. Fix it. Because now this kid gets shafted for the whole year. He's not going to get to play basketball.
He can't play. I agree with you that he should be allowed to play ball or whatever. But I don't think it's kosher to, like, move families to Memphis.
Well, this wasn't like this. He moved there.
You can't do that.
A couple years ago.
Right. This was before Penny was even the coach of Memphis. Is when he was coaching like high school there and had an AAU team, and moved them so that he would play on his high school and AAU team. So that's even more shady to me.
So it had nothing to do with this.
Didn't have anything to do with Memphis, but because Penny did this, and then he became the Memphis head coach. Said, you know what? I'm gonna go play with him.
Then I'll give you that. I didn't know it was like that.
But that's even more shady. That's why the AAU program and all that stuff is so dirty.
Yeah.
It's just, then let the kids like this who, let them go right to the NBA then. Like, honestly, if he's good enough, you're not going to let the kid play now this year? They're all getting paid. They're all getting paid.
Yeah.
We just saw it with all this Nike, the Adidas stuff, right? Didn't we just see all this
right,
stuff?
Right, the FBI.
Enough.
Ohio State star pass rusher Chase Young will miss tomorrow's game against Maryland and possibly more for a possible NCAA rules violation. So, what did I hear there? That he got money from an agent.
A family friend was what, you know, in quotations, family friend.
Family friend is
the family friend ended up being an agent.
An agent.
But, you know, it is one. It is, again.
Now that's dirty.
Yes, that is dirty.
So he shouldn't be allowed to play at all.
He's still going to play in the NFL next year.
Well,
but,
go
you know,
to the NFL then, but he should not be allowed to play at Ohio State the rest of the season if this superstar player was getting paid.
True.
I mean, honestly, right? Like, is that...
Yeah, no, that one I don't have as big a problem with as I do with a kid in Memphis. I have a big problem with that one.
I mean, that's a big... And how much money are we talking about?
I didn't see the figures.